The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Are you old enough to remember when they used to have listening booths in record stores? I vaguely remember it. And the only reason why I remember it, I was driving through Huntsville, Alabama a few weeks ago. I worked in Huntsville in the late 80s. And there was a record store around the corner from the radio station. A gentleman who actually owned a competing radio station. His name was Arnold Hornbuckle. How do you ever forget that name? And he had a little record shop. And he actually still had listening booths in his record store. And that was the first place I'd ever encountered them. You figure I hadn't seen them most of my life. Now I understand in the 40s and 50s and even into the 60s, listening booths, when people could listen to 45s or 78s or whatever it was, were pretty popular. Now it's funny, our listening booth is our smartphone, because you can listen to samples of songs on the iTunes store, you can listen on Spotify, and you've got it all right there. And that novelty of slipping on those little headphones in that little booth and pulling the curtain, it's gone for the rest of our lives. It's both good and bad, but as I was driving by where his record store used to be recently, it just kind of made me reflect on the listening booth.